Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, the 22nd of July 2024 is Thekla, daughter of Theophilus. Thekla, Greek, Theta Kappa Lambda Alpha, early 820s or 830s, after 870, Latinized as Thekla, was a princess of the Amorian dynasty of the Byzantine Empire. The daughter and eldest child of Byzantine Emperor Theophilus and Empress Theodora, she was proclaimed Augusta in the late 830s. After Theophilus's death in 842 and her mother becoming regent for Thekla's younger brother Michael III, Thekla was associated with the regime as co-empress alongside Theodora and Michael. Thekla was deposed by Michael III, possibly alongside her mother, in 856, and consigned to a convent in Constantinople. Sometime later, she allegedly returned to imperial affairs and became the mistress of Michael III's friend and co-emperor Basil I. After Basil murdered Michael in 867 and took power as the sole emperor, Thekla was neglected as his mistress and she took another lover, John Nicomedes. Once Basil found out about the affair, Thekla fell out of favor, was beaten and had her property confiscated. Thekla was born on an uncertain date, as calculating her date of birth depends on the year her parents married, estimated to be either circa 820-821, or 830. Thus she was born in either the early 820s or the early 830s. The historian Warren Treadgold gives her a birth date of circa 831, and the historian Juan Senior Cardona of spring 822. She is presented by contemporary sources as the eldest child of Byzantine Emperor Theophilus and Empress Theodora, but some historians, such as John Bagnall Berry and Ernest Walter Brooks, have argued that her sister Maria was the eldest on the basis that she is the only one of the daughters to have been engaged, and generally the eldest married first. She was named after Theophilus's mother, Thekla. Thekla had six siblings, the four sisters Anna, Anastasia, Pulcheria, and Maria, whom Theophilus took great pride in, and the two brothers Constantine and Michael. Constantine, who shortly after birth had been proclaimed co-emperor by their father, drowned in a palace cistern as an infant. In the 830s, the eldest sisters Thekla, Anna, and Anastasia were all proclaimed Augustae, an honorific title sometimes granted to women of the imperial family. This event was commemorated through the issue of an unusual set of coins that depicted Theophilus, Theodora, and Thekla on one side and Anna and Anastasia on the other. Although Theophilus was a staunch iconoclast and thus opposed the veneration of icons, Thekla was taught to venerate them in secret by her mother and Theophilus's stepmother Euphrosyne. Theophilus built a palace for Thekla and her sisters at Tarcherum. Shortly before his death, Theophilus worked to betroth Thekla to Louis II, the heir to the Carolingian Empire, to unite the two empires against the threat they faced from continued Arab invasions. Such a match would also have been advantageous for Louis II's father Lothaire I, who was engaged in a civil war against his brothers. Because of Lothaire's defeat at the Battle of Fontenoy in 841 and Theophilus's death in 842, the marriage never happened. After Theophilus's death on 20th of January, 842, Empress Theodora became regent for Thekla's young brother, the three-year-old Michael III. In practical terms, Theodora ruled in her own right and is often recognized as an empress regnant by modern scholars, although the eunuch Theoctistos held much power. Coins issued in the first year of Theodora's reign depict Theodora alone on the obverse and Michael III together with Thekla on the reverse. The only one of the three given a title is Theodora, as Theodora Despina, the Lady Theodora. Thekla was associated with imperial power as co-empress alongside Theodora and Michael. This reality is indicated by her depiction in coins, where she is shown as larger than Michael. An imperial seal, also from Theodora's early reign, titles not only Michael but also Theodora and Thekla as emperors of the Romans. This may suggest that Theodora viewed her daughter, just as she did her son, as a potential future heir. The numismatist Philip Grierson comments that dated documents from the time of the coin's minting prove that she was formerly associated with Theodora and Michael in the government of the empire. However, the historian George Ostrogorsky states that Tekla does not appear to have been interested in government affairs. Tekla fell heavily ill in 843 and is said to have been cured later by visiting the Theotokos monastery in Constantinople. For curing Tekla, Theodora issued a crucible to the monastery. On 15th of March 856, Theodora's reign officially ended, with Michael III being proclaimed sole emperor. In 857, or 858, Theodora was expelled from the imperial palace and confined to a convent in Gastria. In Constantinople, the monastery had been converted from a house by her maternal grandmother, Theotiste, likely during the reign of Theophilus. Tekla and the other sisters were either expelled and placed in the same convent at the same time, or had already been there for some time. Whether they were ordained as nuns is uncertain. They may have actually been ordained, or it may only have been intended. In one version of the narrative, they were confined to the palace at Tarkaru in November 858, possibly in a semi-monastical setting. Another version claims they were immediately placed in the monastery of Gastria. The most common narrative states that Theodora was confined to the monastery with Pulcheria, while Tekla and her other sisters Anna and Anastasia were first kept at the palace at Tarkarum, but shortly thereafter moved to the monastery of Gastria and shone as nuns. Theodora may have been released from the convent around 863. According to the tradition of Simeon Logothete, a 10th century Byzantine historian, Tekla was also released and used by Michael III to attempt to make a political deal. He states that in around 865, Michael had married his longtime lover Eudokia in Gerena to his friend and co-emperor Basil I in order to mask the continued relationship of Michael and Eudokia. Some historians, such as Cyril Mango, believe that Michael did so after impregnating Eudokia to ensure that the child would be born legitimate. However, Simeon's neutrality is disputed, and other contemporary sources do not speak of this conspiracy, leading several prominent Byzantists, such as Ostrogorsky and Nicholas Adonis, to dismiss this narrative. According to Simeon, Michael also offered Tekla to Basil as a mistress, perhaps to keep his attention away from Eudokia, a plan which Tekla had allegedly consented to. Thus Tekla, who Tretwald states was 35 at the time, became Basil's mistress in early 866, according to Simeon's narrative. The historian William Greenwald speculates on the reasons that drove Tekla to agree to this relationship: resentment for having been unmarried for so long, Basil's imposing physical stature, or political gain. After Basil murdered Michael III in 867 and seized power for himself, Simeon further writes that Tekla then became neglected and took another lover, John Nitocomets, sometime after 870. When Basil found out about the affair, he had John beaten and consigned to a monastery. Tekla was also beaten and her considerable riches were confiscated. Mango, who supports the theory of the alleged affairs, commented that Basil would already have had good reason to dislike Nitocomets, as the man had attempted to warn Michael of his impending murder, but believes the best explanation for Basil's response is that Tekla had previously occupied some place in his life as a mistress. The De Ceremoniis, a 10th century Byzantine book on courtly protocol and history, states that she was buried in the monastery of Gastria, where she had been confined earlier, in a sarcophagus with her mother and her sisters Anastasia and Pulcheria. Codina, 1 Senior, 2016-2014. The Emperor Theophilus and the East, 829-842, Court and Frontier in Byzantium, during the last phase of iconoclasm. Oxford, Routledge. ISBN 900-7807546-4800-895. Garland, Linda, 1999. Byzantine Empresses, Women and Power in Byzantium, AD 527-1204. London, Routledge. ISBN 0400 and 15 14,688 7. Greenwald, William S. 2002. Thekla Inkomaya, Anne, ed. Women in World History, a Biographical Encyclopedia. Volume 15, Salvika. Waterford, York and Publications. ISBN 07876 4074 3. Grierson, Philip, 1973. Catalogue of the Byzantine Coins in the Dumbarton Oaks Collection and in the Whitmore Collection, 3 Leo III to Nikephoros III, 717-1081. Washington, D.C. Dumbarton Oaks Research Library and Collection. ISBN 978-0-88402-0455. Heron, Judith, 2002-2001. Women in Purple, Rulers of Medieval Byzantium. London, Phoenix Press. ISBN 184,212-529-X. Heron, Judith, 2013. Unrivaled Influence, Women and Empire in Byzantium. Oxford, Princeton University Press. ISBN 978-0691-15321-6. Kasdan, Alexander, ed. 1991. Oxford Dictionary of Byzantium, ODB. Oxford, Oxford University Press. ISBN 978-0-19-504-652-6. Lilly, Ralph Johannes, Ludwig, Claudia, Proch, Thomas, Zielk, Beata, 1998-2013. Prosopography der Mittelbyzantinischen Zeit, in German. Berlin and Boston, De Gruyter. Mango, Cyril, 1973. Eudocia Ingerina, The Normans and the Macedonian Dynasty. Zbornica Radova Visantolikog Instituta. 14-15. ISSN 0584-9888. Ostrogorsky, George, 1956. History of the Byzantine State. New Brunswick, Rutgers University Press. ISBN 978-0-800-1351-1986. Ringrose, Catherine M. 2008. Women and Power at the Byzantine Court. In Walt Hall, Anne, ed. Servants of the Dynasty, Palace Women in World History. Berkeley, University of California Press. ISBN 978-0520254435. Treadgold, Warren, 1975. The Problem of the Marriage of the Emperor Theophilus. Greek, Roman and Byzantine Studies. 16, 325-341. ISSN 2159-3159. Treadgold, Warren, 1997. A History of the Byzantine State and Society. Stanford, Stanford University Press. ISBN 978-0-8047-2636. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Monday, the 22nd of July, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Thekla, daughter of Theophilus. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ayanda.